Hello, hello, everybody. Holding on while I get my YouTubes running. And we're going to talk about U.S. Treasury putting pressure globally everywhere. We're going to talk about that and just look at where to go. It's a safe haven. Here we go. So our YouTube is back up. Yabba dabba doo. Let me just share the screen. And we're all good to go. All right. So here we are. I haven't done one of these in a long time. So today is February 25th. You can see a lot of red in the markets. Even crypto is getting crushed. Right here, down 0.5%, as well as the cryptos down 0.86. So all the markets are down. We'll just leave it at that. All right. So hopefully, let's see here. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. We're recording. Right on, right on, right on. And let's get to it. Okay, first off, let's go through our list here. Right now, we have our CFEs here, Oanda. Everything's getting crushed. These are because of what we're looking at here is the treasuries are just getting just slammed hard. You can see here these big dips. What really gets me are these pricks at the Federal Reserve going, oh, there's nothing to fear. It's only transitory. If you believe that, then you're a nut job. You need severe help or I'll give you a pass if you don't understand this. This is their printing money. You're starting to probably see the first sign of it. The overall inflation is expected. It's upon us. Go to a shopping grocery store, see how much it costs to eat meat. But look, there's a two-year. Let me pull up another one day here. Wow, that's huge. That's the U.S. confidence. So that's going to start to panic people pretty bad. So we've talked about the safe havens, where to go. So let's look at those. So here we are in a harmonic scan. Just everything's getting crushed. Like everything's pointing down. This is like quite potentially the catalyst I've talked about where there is no safe haven. I think there's a few. You'll see them here. But the markets are just getting crushed here. The U.S., a lot of short calls. Will this recover? It's tough to say, man. I mean, globally, everything's getting crushed because of this U.S. debt, and it's just going to start to really kill off things. So I'm looking for my longs here. So here, even oil has got a short. I mean, it's done well. So that if that kills off demand in the oil, Brent crude oil, then boom, boom, boom. That's all I get to tell you. Even the French markets, it's got a little bit of recovery, but long-term, who knows where this will go. I mean, look at these pairs, British pound and New Zealand. Wow. Even get a short on a safe haven of USD Swiss franc. Short. Here's some of the safe havens I've talked about. USD in Norway. You can see that big bounce up there with a long call. We got two here for Sweden, but we're not seeing them. I think with Norway, it's a wealthier country, a cleaner financial situation on their balance sheets. That's why you start to see these with the Scandinavian countries, namely maybe Norway might lead the way for a clean balance sheet. Now, when you look at gold, you can see here, we're starting to see the longs for it, but it's getting crushed here. Now, same thing again in gold in Hong Kong, two of those, gold in Japanese yen, Singapore. So again, it's all the Asian. And look at this. We're starting to see the gold ratio. Let me just see here what's going on. So let me start over again. I messed up my score. That's okay though. But you can see, as I said, the U.S. markets are just getting clobbered. The French market, not getting hit so much, But in these times, I always find that the French market can takes the least hit amount of hits. As I said here, the British, New Zealand, not looking good. It's not getting hit as hard. USD, Swiss franc again. You can see there the long call for USD, Norway. That's looking really good. That's the one I definitely move into. I really didn't think we'd see this calamity this soon. Even if they talk up the stimulus, I think it's not going to have the potency. They can have the biggest $2 trillion stimulus. It's just no longer, we can use the word stimulus. It's just paying people to stay at home. So continuing along here, we have Euro in Hungary. That's pretty, that was pretty good. But when you get countries like Poland, not, you know, more shorting on the Swedish here. See how now a safe haven like Euro in Singapore takes off. You also have here, oddly, look at this, is a big one, Euro and Turkish Lira. You'd never see that. Also, I also noticed USD and South African Rand. This one's getting slightly killed. That's the Euro USD, but it's still, funny enough, has a long on it. Then we get into the German markets. There's a slight short there. Hong Kong 33. I was excited to see a fairly big short. Netherlands, two more shorts there. Thailand, again, short. NASDAQ, a big loss there, I would say. Interesting enough, who would think we'd be looking at this USD, Indian rupee, with a long. I thought I'd see that. But again, I'm talking about the Turkish lira. So there might be some safe haven status in these currencies. It's not as bad, but you still got a long short here in the USD, Swiss franc. USD check, choppy, but moving up. Eastern Europe can be somewhat a better safe haven, but out of all of them so far, the best one I'd go with is probably USD Norway, as you can see there. I'm kind of surprised that Sweden's not responding as well, probably its association with the Eurozone. Again, we have Euro, Singapore, that would make sense too. Here's the interesting one, look at that, USD, South African Rand, that's taken off as well. Could you ever see yourself saying you'd have a safe haven status with the Rand? But there's no yield there. Natural gas getting clobbered, that would make sense. I mean, that's warm weather everywhere. Swiss franc and Hong Kong with a long. Again, all these pound against the New Zealand dollar. Some of these are not really worth looking at. US 30. Ooh. Now here we get into gold. I talked about this earlier. Gold in Swiss has a long. Gold in Hong Kong, two longs there. Japanese yen and Singapore dollar. So that would be technically the currencies you'd want to continue to participate for safe haven status to get maybe some performance, but it doesn't look like it. You can see here, this is now silver, XAG, short there in Australia, Canadian. So we have two out of three for silver and Canadian dollars. That's interesting. Let's see here. We got three out of three for Swiss franc. So maybe the Swiss franc is a better place to go. Yeah. So you can confirm this when you start to see shorts on the same for gold, a silver in euro. That's a sign of weakness for euro. But here you see it again for a long silver in Hong Kong. So three out of three longs for silver in Japanese yen. And then you have two for, actually three out of three for Singapore dollars. So those are definite places to go to hide out in, but they're never consistent. Big drop here for Australia, New Zealand. So again, I guess these big Western countries you just want to stay away from. But look at this, Euro Hong Kong getting killed, but Euro Norway again, nice. So that's got a nice long there. Euro USD, it still has its long, I guess because of the size of it. But again, look at this, Euro Rand performing pretty well under these conditions. Deutsche 30, we talked about. SG 30, Singapore 30, not looking good. USD 2000, which is the Russell, not looking good. Look at this. This is a big one. It's been building some nice bases here, support US and China. So China may benefit from this. So that could be another one, no different than Norway because of growth potential. Hungary, USD Hungary. Let's see this one. That's not bad. Two longs there. Poland's got a short. USD 30. Yeah, a lot of these I wouldn't partake in. USD check, I'm talking about USD Denmark. It's quite clear that the Western countries are just not going to give you the performance with the debt here. If the US Treasury yields, it's going to be other problems for a lot of the other Western countries. You can't even hide out in agriculture with a short on corn. Pretty sad. We got a long here, but look at that big drop there with Singapore and Hong Kong. Same with Australia, New Zealand. Germany 30. The markets are just getting badly beaten. Brent crude again. We have a short there. Okay, we're going to the good. Okay, so these were our performers for a long time. WTI is looking still pretty good on a daily. Hasn't even really seen any flinch there. But look, with a Brent crude, it's got some declines there. Copper is the big one. But look at that. Just some four bars pointing down with the big volume bar there pointing up. Not good. China 50, we knew was not looking good. How's the Hong Kong 33? Not too bad. It's hit a little bit. Now let's look at in the treasury bonds. Really, these big drops. That's huge. We haven't seen these drops. See, look what happened in March 2020. Okay. But relative, that's not a big disaster. But if it keeps dropping like it is, that's going to spell trouble. Okay. I mean, compared to that's the 2 year. Believe that's a bigger bar down. That's for a 5 year. So yeah, that's scary looking for a 5 year. And the 10 year has been an overall decline. But again, compare that to March. Wow, that's big, the 10 year. And then I haven't even loaded up the 30 year. So the longer you go out, the worse it is on the duration of the bond or the treasury or T-bill, however you want to define it. That one's not too bad. 30-year, that one's kind of a joke. Why would you buy that? Wait 30 years to get a yield. So overall, it's not looking good. Silver might be a decent hideout. Definitely, as I hinted at before, USD, Norway is looking okay. China, the China won. That might be a decent one too. So we'll see. I think over the next few days, it will really, if this continues, which it may, I don't think the Fed can do anything about it. They've dried up all their powder. So we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. Over and out. Later.